Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
No, Mr. Belafonte, it's Mayo. Mayo, Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today, on the web at sandersground.com.
Melinda.
Good morning, guys. I knew I was never going to be a Ned Kermit. You know, I was just going to be Melinda.
When exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. Although, Melinda, it should be said, I have striven to emulate Ned Permy in his tan. I want to be the Ned Permy of the preacher set.
I think we all have at times tried to be Ned Permy, but it's just the bar set too high
it really
and that
is.
Tan too perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? The great philosopher J. Cole once said, they act like two legends cannot coexist. And Melinda is a legend in her own right.
Oh, there's no question. She was the morning legend, and Ned was the afternoon legend.
Exactly.
That's right.
Two legends
can't
So,
Melinda,
coexist.
We had a question for you about getting up and hours and sleeping and retirement. Trey said, I guarantee you Melinda's not getting up at 3 a.m. anymore. So fill us in on, like, your change of schedule and how that's already fallen into place.
Yeah, Trey is definitely correct. He knows me well. I will try to never get up at 3 a.m. for an early flight or anything if I can help it. But I tell you what, I think my body does wake me up. I'll roll over, and it's always right around that 3 a.m., which was kind of my last alarm, where it was the had-to-get-up alarm. It was 3 o'clock to be on the air by 4:30. And have everything I needed done to start the day. So I think I still naturally wake up, but it is so easy for me to roll over, give that little smile, knowing that I don't have to get up and go back to sleep.
Isn't that an underrated feeling of life, knowing I don't have to get up right now? I can sleep for another 60 minutes maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've let myself be a little bit of a lazy bum this summer. It's my first summer that I haven't had a job since I was 16 years old when I started working, Trey, at First Baptist Church Daycare Pine Bluff.
I was about to ask. I was going to ask, Melinda, because I knew I would know where that was.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right. That's where I was. That was my first job, and I think every summer, fall, winter since then, I've had to get up. So I've let myself be kind of like a teenager again and sleep in if I wanted to.
Well, you're about to stop being less of a bum here in the foreseeable future, right? Because aren't you coming out of retirement to fill in on KATV?
Well, we said it's Al Pacino in Godfather 3, and it was the only good scene from Godfather 3 when he said, I try to get out, and they pull me back in.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm going to do a little bit of fill-in in a couple weeks. Ansley Watson is away on maternity leave with her precious baby and her toddler and her husband. So Steve Powell has been doing that 9 to 10 o'clock show by himself. So he's going to go on a week of vacation because his oldest is graduating from college. I think it's the U.S. Naval Academy where his oldest is, which is pretty. I know. How impressive.
Anchors away,
anyway,
my boy.
So,
Anchors away.
Yeah. He's great. So they called and said, hey, we don't have anybody. And that show is kind of, it's not weather. It's not news. It's a little bit more of a lifestyle show. Yeah. Guest segments the whole time, so not a whole lot of people are comfortable doing that. And they said, hey, you want to come back for a week? So I'm going to do that the second week in August. I'll be back at Channel 7 for a week coming out of retirement.
It will be great to see you over the airwaves again. We will be tuning in for that.
I hope that friends at Channel 7 reach out and ask me to come over, as they often do, to do a GMA segment on the great outdoors. Maybe I can sit next to you on the couch, Melinda.
I was love that. I hope they do, Trey. I've seen you kind of in and out when I was there, still around on that show doing the weather. So it'll actually be me and Austin Berg who handles the weather for the show now. So he and I will kind of co-host it. Nice. I said two things are going to happen. Number one, I'm going to say welcome to Daybreak, which is the wrong show name for sure. And then number two, when it's time to do the weather, I'm probably going to reach over and try to grab the weather clicker out of habit, but she'll take the clicker. Let me tell you what I had to do for the first time in my life to go back out of retirement and work. So they had to treat me almost as a new hire. Even though I've worked there for 30 years, we had to go through the whole hiring process again. I had to do a resume.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, well, for 30. At the top of the resume, I should have put, for 30 years, I've worked for you, right? But the first time in my life, I had to go take a drug test to go back to work.
And they're still letting you come back.
So what did they think when you retired that you went out shooting up heroin or something? Is that what they suspected?
Exactly. It's that meth habit you've been putting off for 30 years. I mean,
she's America's sweetheart. Of course she's fine. Why would you have to go through an interview? That is positively HR goofiness is what that is.
Corporate America is what I'm calling.
You should have said, do you know who I am?
If you don't know me by now, you should start singing Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd done it.
So, you know, you're retired.
Even the guy that did the drug test, well, first of all, I don't think he had a clue who I was. He doesn't watch TV. So I guess it pops up on his computer what job you're applying for. So it came up newscaster. And he said, oh, newscaster, congratulations, as if I was just getting the job.
The Cub reporter, Melinda.
Yes. So then I had to go through. And so I kind of said, well, I've actually already been doing it for about 40 years. I've worked for this company for 30 years, but they're making me do a drug test to go back and work. And he said, it was so funny. He said, you should take this paper and throw it in their face and say, like, I would have waited 30 years to start doing hard drugs.
You're retired as a weather person, but you're still Morning Mayhem and many people in Arkansas's weather person that they look to. So what do we got on the horizon here in Arkansas? I know it's going to be hot, but maybe less hot than it has been in the last few days at least.
Exactly. Our job as meteorologists this time of year is to tell you what days it's going to be a little less hot. Basically, that's what everybody wants to know because you know it's going to be hot. And it's been a brutal week for sure with really dangerous heat with the heat and humidity. Still today hot, but not as hot. 95 expected this afternoon. Yeah, still pretty
brutal.
Humid.
So better bring your coat, probably. Christian. You might get a chill in the air. 95, ooh.
Exactly. And then, well, to do even better than that, tomorrow we've got 97 degrees. Ooh. We still have some scattered rain expected today and tomorrow, about 30 to 40%. I would say today the best chance is Western Arkansas, South Arkansas, but can't rule out a pop-up. So the relief that you're looking for comes this weekend. We've got 91 degrees both days. But on top of that, I think we get a front that at least brings us a little lower humidity. So nice. That makes such a difference. So I think that comes down Saturday, Sunday, Monday, about 93, starts going back up a little bit. Next week, we're back up at 96, 97. So actually, the better weather hits right over the weekend with a high around 90, 91, and that lowers humidity. So something to look forward to.
So did your little hound have a good time down at the Gulf of America?
Well, he did.
Is that what we're calling it?
He did. Yeah. So we went on vacation to Fort Morgan, Alabama, which is basically
I'm going on vacation there at the beginning of September, by the way.
Cool.
Oh, good. Good. To Fort Morgan, Christian?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're going to love it. It kind of is an area that gets you out of the busyness of Gulf Shores, which has gotten pretty crazy. That traffic, you know, when you go down and you turn, one way goes to Gulf Shores, the other way is Orange Beach. The hangout is right there. A lot of people know that spot. That intersection, that highway is just mayhem, basically, to use the word. So for Fort Morgan, you turn a little bit before you get to all that, and then it sort of snakes back down to the Gulf, and so you're back on the ocean side. It's basically taking you all the way down to the mouth of Mobile Bay. So you go all the way to the tip, which is Fort Morgan, and that's the beginning of Mobile Bay, where, you know, where all the battles were to protect Mobile Bay back in for my history buffs.
Admiral Farragut.
Fort Morgan on that side, and Fort Gaines across the bay.
Full speed ahead. That's it. I loved your history lesson. See, somebody's got to teach Baz and Roger, and
I was the only one that knew.
I'm glad that you've taken it upon yourself, Melinda. We figure with you and Christian, those boys are going to get a completed education one of these days.
Well, they listen to the beginning of it, and then they take it to some other direction that you had no idea was going to go.
No.
That's the problem.
You got to be kidding me.
On Morning Mayhem, so it's still hurricane season, and you sent me the name of the upcoming hurricane, and you wanted me to guess what it's called with the pronunciation of it, I believe.
Yeah.
It looks like it's Cristobal. Am I right?
Yeah. This is another one of those things that you're going to hear a million different ways. It looks like Cristobal, like you said. I think the official pronunciation, according to the panel that comes up with these things, is Cristobal. Cristobal.
Wow.
Where, so the middle part is the emphasis. So we'll see how, you know, all the TV people say it. We've got that really hard one coming up if we get to the eye. That's Isaiah's, but I think it's the Spanish pronunciation. So it's like Isaiah.
Isaiah. I actually have a guy friend in Mexico. Isai. That's his
Look
name,
Isaiah. All right. Yeah. You'd think with 2 years of Spanish, I would have known that, but that's a long time ago. I think I forgot most of it.
One last thing before we get out of here, Melinda. I hear your line dance classes are going pretty well.
I tell you what, guys, this may be what I'm known for more than TV someday, because I had the VFW, which is one of my favorite organizations, post 1995 over there on Canis Road, reach out and say, hey, we want to learn some of those line dances we've seen you do with Ryan on social media and on the show. Could you come teach some classes? And I'm like, sure. So we just put it out there on Facebook. Sunday afternoons, come to the VFW, nice, friendly atmosphere. We're going to learn some line dances. We've had about 1,000 responses to that. So that place doesn't hold 1,000 people. Now, that doesn't mean they're all going to show up, but we're going to give this a shot and to see what happens. So we may have to do like a pre-registration just to be sure that we can handle the number of people who show up, because I've had so many at church and out shopping who said, hey, I'm going to come to your line dances. Or I've had husbands say, thanks a lot, Melinda. Now my wife's dragging me to line dances. So we'll see how it goes.
Nice.
Thanks, Melinda. Thank your sponsor for us.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks to Sanders Brown Essentials. They absolutely do it all for your lawn, to keep it growing, to keep it green this time of year, which it's struggling in this heat. You got to water for sure to keep it it's green if you want to do that. And also, they'll take care of your shrubs. If you've got some of those that are looking a little sick, a little drought has hit them, then definitely give them a call for that. And they've got the mosquito barrier spray as well. So if those suckers are eating you up, they've got that to take care of you. So 315-9395 and sandersgrounds.com. Locally owned, brothers Kent and Kyle. Take care of you.
Thanks, Melinda. Roger and Baz will be back next week, and we'll have the normal Morning Mayhem shenanigans, I'm sure.
Thank you, guys. Great job. Oh, my favorite line is, we got to get him the dip tap high. We got to
get dip tap. Got to get his dip tap high.
Dip tap.
Thank you, Melinda.
Thanks, Melinda.
Love you, guys. Bye-bye.